Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on liveparanormal.com.
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And ghost huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli.
And Michael Perry.
And we're here. Hello, we're here at the Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly at liveparanormal.com.
This is Stefan Brigati from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. She rocks.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books. And you're listening to the Ghost Host Sophia on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Roth, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickRothTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is April, the psychic housewife in New Jersey, featured on the travel channels, The Holes of Files. I just wanted to wish my very dear friend, Sophia Temporelli, a very happy 11-year anniversary right here on Live Paranormal. Congratulations, Sophia. I love you and I'm so proud of you.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli here on liveparanormal.com. And yes, congratulations on over 11 years of broadcasting here on liveparanormal.com and now ghosthunting.com, so you can listen on both networks. Thank you, Rob Sarek, for providing this format each and every week, and to all of our moderators. Thank you guys for patching us through at live events over the years when we had no internet feed. Thank you guys for all your help. Feel free to call into the show, 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. I'll be posting our guest link into the links into the chat room too as well throughout the show. So feel free to jump in at any time in the chat room. And any questions for our guests, make sure they're all caps so we can distinguish among the chatter in the chat in the chat room too as well. Today we welcome OCParacon.com founder, 22 Creations Multimedia founder, host and executive producer of the Geek Speak Show and Paranormal Perception Show, Henry San Miguel. Everyone visit OCParacon.com, ParanormalPerception.show, TheGeekSpeakShow.com, and on Twitter and Instagram, Paranormal Perception 1 and Geek Speak Show 1. But today we're going to be discussing the OC Paracon. That's going to be next weekend. That's going to be October 1st and 2nd. You get to meet the ghost host Sophia Temporelli, too, as well. She'll be there on the broadcaster panel. And upcoming, we have author Rob Gutro. He's going to be promoting his latest release, Ghosts of England. That's going to be November 5th. We have Bentlight Communications founder and SETI researcher William Lawrence will be on the program November 12th. Ed and Lorraine Warren Foundation director and PERS founder, investigator and empath Bill Slevin will be on the program on November 19th. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. You notice those are all November dates. We have networks that are securing their guests to promote throughout for Ghosttober, and that will be starting coming right up to all through October. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows, so like the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com Facebook fan page to learn of those guests as we learn of them real time. And let's see here. Let me bring on the ghost host. Sophia, congratulations on over 11 years of broadcasting here.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 11 years.
I know. You're doing a fantastic job. You've helped a lot of people along the way, too, as well. It's Peter James' birthday today. We lost him 15 years ago, the great psychic paranormal researcher on Fox hit show series Sightings. And, Peter, happy birthday. We miss you, Peter. And, Sophia, I know you got all these links. You have the Twitter, the Instagram, all these different things. Where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Sophia Temporelli is 1L and Instagram just at Sophia Temporelli. So I'm terrible.
Yeah, we cursed you with a really long name. Yeah, so if people just, if you drop an L in Temporelli, you can find out pretty much everything there. Well, tell us about your guest, Sophia.
Today we welcome OC Paracon founder, 22 Creations Multimedia founder, host and executive producer of the Geek Speak Show, Paranormal Perception, Henry San Miguel. Everyone visit OCParacon.com, ParanormalPerception.show, TheGeekSpeakShow.com, Twitter, Instagram, Paranormal Perception 1, GeekSpeakShow 1. Let's welcome Henry into the show.
Okay, let's see here. Trying to unmute right now. Henry, welcome to the show today.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Great.
Hey, Henry. Thank
you
so much for coming back on today.
Sure.
So to start off, congratulations on the OC Paracon. It's going to be an amazing event. Do you want to tell the audience a little bit about the event and how that all started for you?
Yeah, thanks for the congratulations. Yeah, honestly, at this point, it's pretty much done. It's just a sigh of relief. It's finally happening next week. It was actually an idea that I had when I first moved here to Anaheim at the end of 2019. But as we all know, COVID in 2020 had other ideas, so it didn't happen. 2021, still getting over it. 2022, this year, we're finally going to do it for real. We did a virtual version of it in 2021, but this year is going to be the first in-person. And really, it's a reflection of what you hear on Paranormal Perception, where it's not just about investigative teams and ghost hunters, and I got this investigate. I caught this evidence. I caught that. That's great. We'll have some of those there, but really, it covers everything. It covers the word paranormal doesn't automatically mean ghost. So the guests, the speakers that will be on there, they reflect that. A lot of them have been on the show. So and I've talked to the attendees, the ticket buyers, and they love the fact they love two things. One, the fact that it's in their backyard, because mm-hmm. for a long, long time there hasn't been anything in L.A. or in the Orange County area. So they're glad that they can meet all the speakers and everybody, and they don't have to go across the country to meet them. It's an hour or 30-minute drive away for them. So there's a lot of excitement about OC Paracon.
Definitely. And where can people go and purchase tickets? Also, who will be some of the speakers there?
Everything is on OCParacon.com. I will say the tickets, they're close to selling out. I anticipate it might be sold out by the middle of this coming week, but you can go up there now. We have all that's left is single and two-day tickets. VIP sold in like 3 days when we put them up for sale, but we still have a few more tickets left. As far as who's going to be there, it's a joint event. I'm doing it, also, of course, Paranormal Perception, but I also have my guys, Unearthing the Supernatural. They're my on the show. They're my spiritual and paranormal consultants, and they're a team of Navajo investigators. So it's between us two that are putting it together. So they're going to be there for sure. You'll see them on stage, and we'll have our own setup over there. But you're also going to meet everybody that's going is a friend of mine, and they've been on the show. Patty Negri is going to be there. Cleet Keith will be there. He used to work at the Greystone Mansion, and he wrote a book about the haunted Greystone Mansion. That's something that not a lot of people know, that it's actually haunted. They may recognize it from big blockbuster movies, but they don't know that there's also a haunted history to it. So he'll talk about that. Chris Levin is an actor and a filmmaker who he's not an investigator or anything. I like the fact that he agreed to do this because he represents most of the attendees that are going there, especially the ones that are just getting into the paranormal. They've never done investigations. That's Chris. His mom was a clairvoyant, and his interest in the paranormal was actually sparked when he was in college back in Florida by a Halloween visit from John Zaffis. And so that sparked his interest in this. So he's going to talk about everything that he's interested in, the things that he's felt. He used to run a team, and when he was still in college back in Florida, then he moved here to L.A. to pursue being an actor, and obviously he's doing it now. And he'll show some trailers and some clips from some of the movies he's done. So he'll talk about that. The newest one that we just added a couple of weeks ago is Kelly Brickle. She's a numerologist, and she's actually here from the Orange County area. She'll be doing a live numerology demonstration. So people from the audience, they can. I think she's asking for your birth day and your birth month. I don't think she needs the year, and then she'll do a quick reading. It's not going to be, you know, a detailed one. She'll be there all weekend, so if you want a detailed one, you can make one with her in the exhibitor room. But that's the newest thing that we have. Rick McCollum is going to be there also. I think you know him very well, listeners to your show. They probably know him very well. Another one that I really like is M.G. Stevens. She's an author. She wrote a book called The Boogeyman Chronicles. It's autobiographical. It's about her story. But what I really like about MG is she's really trying to shed light on neurodivergent mediums, you know, people that have ADD or some kind of mental disorder, but they're also psychically gifted. When they go to their doctors and get their treatment, the doctors usually, you know, play it off as it's just in their head, part of the sickness. But she's trying to let people know that, no, it actually might be real. So I love the fact that she's going to talk about that and you know, shed more light on that, because it's a subject that really doesn't – it's not really talked about in our community. And there's a lot – yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it really is a topic. My grandfather was a paranoid schizophrenic. My dad was adopted, but our former home was haunted, and, you know, I wonder how much – he definitely was mentally ill, but, you know, how much was also the haunting that was plaguing him, too?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, like I said, when it's little kids, it's just an imaginary friend, or when people are getting older, well, he's just older. I mean, you know, he might be showing dementia, and it's not. It's like this is what MG's talking about. It's actually a real thing, and it's time to start recognizing that.
Definitely. I mean, so many amazing people at the event, though. You know, it's just really great to see something, you know, in the California area again in terms of Paracons. What are some of the booths that people can expect to see there as well?
Most of them are the speakers that are going to be there. Some are taking their books, their movies. Some are giving readings. The two that aren't speakers are two psychics, and they both have different styles. One is Jackie Campbell, the other is Debbie Romero. Debbie, she communes through spirit, as she says, and she's very, very lively. Her energy is like you'll feel it through the roof, and she's very, very bubbly, very fun. Reminds me a lot of Patty Negri, her type of personality. So. All of us going there should get hit by all that energy from Patty and also from Debbie, so that should be fun. And then Jackie, she just does a straight psychic reading. So you, everybody going there, you can get those kinds of readings from both of them or from either one.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, I always think it's so great when there's, you know, multiple psychics in an area so people can see, you know, how each psychic differs in the way they work, but also, you know, see what they pick up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Henry, I mean, besides this event, I mean, you've clearly had an interest in the paranormal for, you know, quite some time. What initially sparked that interest for you? Was it an experience, or have you just always been interested in kind of the spooky side of things?
I always have. My actual experience was when I was 4 years old. I saw full-bodied apparitions in my room. I was scared only because I didn't know who they were, what they were doing in my room, but I wasn't terrified of them. The next morning, that's when the interest started. I wanted to know more. In a way, I was kind of wishing they would come back to, you know, so maybe I could talk to them. But I knew, I don't remember how, but I knew what a ghost was. I knew about scary, I used to watch horror films even at that age. I always tell people, I think I'm one of those kids that watched The Exorcist when I was too young, but I actually liked it. I was scared, but I liked it. So I was aware of, you know, ghosts and the paranormal and things like that. But it was definitely that experience when I was 4 years old that sparked this interest. And something that's been with me my entire life, you know, like you mentioned at the top, my career has been radio over almost 40 years at this point. And I never did paranormal radio, but, you know, because I started in music and then I switched to talk radio right before the turn of the century. And in music radio, in October, especially on Halloween, because that's what stations do, you know, they bring in psychics and witches and scary stuff. And so that was the only time that I was exposed to professionals. I didn't even know what they were. I didn't even know there were professional paranormal people. And to me, it was the coolest thing in the world. And from them, because back then we didn't have, and I sound ancient when I say, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have TV shows like we do now. So, and you couldn't really talk about it. You couldn't ask anybody because it was still kind of taboo, and especially not at work. Because, you know, I've never said I work, because doing radio, it's not a job, really isn't. I get paid to play, I've always said that. But it's still, mm-hmm. It's still a job, and you never, you're not supposed to talk to, you know, I hear this or I see that, because they would look at me sideways, squint their eyes, like, oh, I don't know about this kid. So I didn't really talk to anybody. It wasn't, like I said, until October, Halloween, when they would bring in, just for fun, they would bring in the psychics, the witches, you know, scary things. I'm the only one that actually took them seriously, and a lot of them saw that, took me aside, and that's how when I started to learn more about the paranormal world and what it's about, and, you know, that relit the spark that I got. So, yeah, this interest in the paranormal, this fascination with it, not in the morbid way, just the fascination, it's been around. I can't remember really anything before 4 years old. That's also the year that I saw Star Wars, and that changed my life in the theaters. So I always say my life started at 4 years old because I remember everything from that year, especially watching Star Wars. So, but the paranormal definitely from when I was 4 years old to today, continues to today.
Yeah, I mean, I always think it's amazing, you know, when you are able to talk to so many people through radio shows and how many of them have, you know, always had an interest or an experience from such a young age and, you know, just how that shapes people as adults into paranormal investigators or someone who has an interest in, you know, kind of the spookier side of things, whether it's horror movies or haunted attractions. There's always something that, you know, in childhood led them down that path.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, going from radio, obviously you've had, you know, an extensive background in that. How did you go from being, you know, basically a normal radio host to starting Paranormal Perception and ultimately the Geek Speak show as well?
Well, the Geek Speak show came first, and I should say that the Geek Speak show is now a ghost. It's been gone since the beginning of this year. Honestly, I think it ran its course. It was 11, almost 12 years at that point, and what I don't not like geek culture. I still watch Star Wars, all the geek stuff. I still watch it. That's never going to leave me. But honestly, it was the audience. The audience has changed a lot from when I first started that show. The audience is very – they don't really care about the movies. and you see it on social media when the next Star Wars or, you know, big movie that's coming out, all they want to know, they're not excited, all they want to know is who's in it, who dies, what's going to happen. Like, well, and I always say, well, why are you going to watch it if you already know what's going to happen? So I wasn't, and I was seeing that they weren't really interested in hearing the interviews with the filmmakers, the actors, like I was in the beginning. So everything told me it's time to end it, so that ended it then, so it's been gone. But the reason why I started the Geek Speak show is similar to the paranormal, is because, like I said, in regular radio, when I was in music and then also in talk radio, music, we just obviously play music, and we only do spooky or scary, and it's not really paranormal, it's just fun, spooky, around October, Halloween. In talk radio, you, except for Coast to Coast AM, you rarely talk about paranormal, except maybe on Halloween. It's usually politics or sports or news or issues of the day or the traffic and weather. So when podcasts became a thing, that's when, like many people who do podcasts, we said, hey, we can talk about stuff that interests us on there and without you know, getting the program director to tell us, no, you can't talk about that. No one can tell us you can't talk about that. So that's why I started first the Geek Speak show and then eventually Paranormal Perception, because when I was doing the Geek Speak show, I noticed that as many downloads as I used to get for the regular episodes, the Halloween episode, it wasn't unheard of to get into the 100,000 downloads, which told me obviously they love the spooky stuff, not just horror, but just the paranormal, because I had a lot of paranormal investigators, real ones, come on, and we did a whole thing for the Halloween episode. So that was, doing Paranormal Perception was a natural transition. But when I say we, it's my former co-host, the original co-host on Paranormal Perception, Aaron Olash, when we said, let's start Paranormal Perception, we sat down and thought about it, because at that time, there were already hundreds of paranormal podcasts, and a lot of them were hosted by people that have been in the industry for decades. They were investigators. They were part of a team. We don't do that. I'm not an investigator, like you mentioned. I've done radio. That's all I've ever done. I'm not an investigator. So what are we going to bring? What are we going to say? We can talk about our experiences. Okay, there's one episode. Now what? So we decided to do it like Geek Speak show, and a little bit like Coast to Coast AM, where we're not the experts in anything, we just provide the platform for experts to come in and do that. And so far, people love it. People are loving Paranormal Perception.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing just, you know, all the stuff you can learn from talking to people in the paranormal. And I'm sure you've heard some really, you know, fascinating stories through your time, you know, doing Paranormal Perception. What is the most interesting thing you've heard while doing the show?
I think it was a cat in the background answering the questions. I don't know. I couldn't understand. I don't speak cat, but it was funny, but I thought it was just a one-time thing. But I forget who the guest was, but I was so distracted by the cat, but that was the funniest thing so far that's happened on Paranormal Perception. But other than that, is a lot of them, honestly, it's what I expected. There have been a few, especially now that I have Unearthing the Supernatural, and everybody that's going to OC Paracon, you'll meet them there. They literally have given me and the listeners a whole new perception of the paranormal. Everything that I thought I knew, that I had learned over the years, everything that I thought the experts knew, pales in comparison to what they actually know. And they're young. They're like, I think they're younger than you. No, about around your age. But to me, they're like old souls, because they, especially Hero, the older one, he's very, very psychically gifted. He was picked by his elders, the Navajo elders, and the teachings have been passed on to him, because decades from now, he'll be an elder, and he'll be leading the Navajo Nation. But he's very much, they're both of them are very much in tune with not ghostly human spirits, but entities, not demons, but just entities. In fact, they're doing that at OC Paracom. We'll probably talk about that in a second. But the things that they have taught me about paranormal investigating and just the paranormal, the supernatural, it starts with one saying that they have: think beyond written history. Because when people visit, you know, battlefields or even old mining towns, they usually start with the founder of the town, or they found gold, or this war happened, or this, that. There's something that happened there. long before America was even America. So a lot of times the hauntings aren't the human spirits. It's other things that are there and will be there long after us. So, yeah, having them on the team on the show, it's definitely literally given me a new perception of the paranormal.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing just how much history there is in America that really isn't documented because, you know, the natives that lived here weren't writing down every little step that happened.
Yeah.
And I think people forget that the land was, it's not like England where you have like these castles and stuff and all of this like documented history, but there's still so much that happened here prior to the founding of America.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about it on the 4th of July episode this year. It was a two-parter. The second part was them and me, and they talked about how, they started so far it's one of the most downloaded shows this year, and people loved hearing that. But they started with saying, you know, we're celebrating the founding of the nation today, but we got to say, it can't really be the founding of a nation when there was already a nation there. And they talked about how the indigenous people that were here, they had entire civilizations, cities, you know, financial institutions that were getting into medicine and everything, and suddenly just got wiped out. So, yeah, there is an entire history that was just silenced, and a lot of people don't know. And a lot of it, honestly, is connected to paranormal issues that we all investigate today.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's just amazing that they have that connection to the land and stuff. So I'm very interested to see, you know, just what they'll talk about at the OC Paracon. But it's amazing that you were able to build that connection with them and, you know, learn more just about not only their culture, but their take on the paranormal.
Yeah, it's definitely eye-opening.
So I do know we have to take a quick commercial break, so we'll be right back with more questions. I figured since that question just ended, it's perfect time before we get into a different topic.
And your calls are welcome, too. The Ghost Host Show is Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Feel free to call in 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. As well, feel free to jump into the Live Paranormal chat room. Any questions, make sure they're all caps among the chatter that we have in the chat room. As today, we welcome OCParacon.com founder and 22 Creations Multimedia founder and executive producer of the Paranormal Perception Show, Henry San Miguel. And for the event, everyone visit OCParacon.com. That's OCParacon.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the paranormal rock star, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
Hey, this is Rick Hayes, the psychic medium, life consultant, author, and lecturer, and you're listening to the ghost host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com. Believe.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
This is psychic medium Erica Busterhaney with Second Sight Paranormal TV, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to The Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't leave break.
Oh, poor Dave left out of the voice beds there. I'm trying to bring everybody unmute now. Let's see here. Slowly toggling. And Sophia and Henry. Still waiting on Sophia. There we go. You're back on, Henry. Thanks for coming.
Hey, Henry. Thank you again so much for coming on today.
Oh, Henry.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get, Sophia's line dropped, and I'm trying to bring you in, and it was slow loading. That usually means we have a lot of people, so that's good. But, just waiting for the host to get back in there. Okay, here's Sophia, and she's still on toggling here. And there she is. Sophia, you're back on with Henry.
Hey, sorry, I couldn't hear anything, so I just figured I would call back in. My friend's been
neither you. I got scared for a second. I heard nothing. I was like, oh, what happened? I went to another dimension.
Yeah. My phone, I'll talk to my cousin sometimes, and, the phone's just not working. So I was like, I'll just call back really quick because it's probably just a bad connection. But thank you again so much for coming on today, Henry.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
So, I mean, with, the OC Paracon, I know a lot of events also do paranormal investigations. Will there be any investigations during the time of the event?
No, not doing investigations. And a lot of people actually have asked about that. And the reason why this one doesn't have one is because I've never been a fan of those at the Paracons that I do, because there's so many people that it honestly just becomes a circus. And in the beginning, you get a lot of evidence, because I always compare it to when you visit a home that has a puppy and they hear the doorbell ring, they get excited. Oh, somebody new to play with. The spirits are the same way, especially if it's somewhere where ordinarily they don't get investigations done there. Suddenly there's all these people asking questions and paying attention to them. So that's why they get REM pods going off, EVPs and all kinds of things. By 10, 11, midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, people are sitting there, strumming their fingers because nothing's happening, because the spirits are tired too. They drain their energy. So that's part of the reason why I don't. And also, as now that I guess you can call me an organizer, I started OC Paracon, the planning, by asking one simple question. Am I organizing an investigation or a Paracon? And similar to the shows that I do, I'd rather concentrate on the content, having a Paracon that I would want to go to, having the kind of speakers that I would go to, rather than doing an investigation. Investigation we can do, anyone can do at any time, really. It isn't going to cost you anything. But that's the reason why OC Paracon will not have an investigation as part of it.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. I mean, investigations are a lot of fun, but they can be very draining. Not only just on the attendees, but the people planning them, because those are some late nights. I don't know how a lot of these investigators do it. I'm tired a lot of the time. I would say I'm probably one of the worst investigators, because I actually like going to bed at a normal hour.
Yeah, they like going like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, now that I'm getting older, I'm the same way. It's harder when it's a regular investigation, and I rarely do those, but it's a regular investigation, I politely bow out. But with my production company, when we're shooting TV shows, I have no choice. So I have to stay there, so a lot of coffee, a lot of energy drinks to stay up with them.
Definitely. And, speaking of your productions and filming, can you tell us how you founded 22 Creations Multimedia?
Yeah, that was also in 2020. Again, new city, new beginning, new everything. So I figured, hey, this is going to be the perfect place to do it. Everybody's here. Everybody that works in movies is here. But then, like I said, COVID 2020 said, no, not this year. So it was quiet for a while, and things finally, because everything was shut down, every industry from, film all the way down to, well, we had regular services, but most everything was shut down. But now, finally, things are starting to slowly open back up again. That includes the entertainment industry. So you're seeing a lot more films, a lot more TV shows, a lot more things being done. Although we did shoot in 2020, it wasn't here in California, it was out of state, but we did shoot one But now we're doing more things, and I keep saying at all the interviews I've done, when people hear that I have a production company, they assume that we only do paranormal shows. We don't. We do everything. We do sci-fi, comedy, drama, for content creators, for YouTube channels, or whatever they need. I do a lot of sound design because that's my specialty, sound design for films, for shows, for podcasts, for radio stations. So it is literally multimedia, and we do a lot of different things with the company.
Yeah, I mean, it's so great just, you know, to have that background and experience, especially when you're doing stuff in the paranormal, because, you know, it's so good to just be able to document things in, like, a proper way and, you know, help people out who may not know how to document, you know, investigating or, you know, wanting to start filming something. So, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, you can help people out like that and just show people the different sides to, you know, just investigating, because it's great when you capture evidence, but if you don't have kind of that record of it, then it's hard to explain.
Yeah, as you know, the kids say today, if there's no video, it didn't happen.
Yeah, picture didn't happen. So, I mean, when you were setting up the Paracon, what was kind of your process for that too? Because I know a lot of people, you know, love these events, but they are so hard to put on. What was that like for you?
It was, honestly, it was easy in the beginning. Well, it was hard only because, like I mentioned, we were just coming out of the pandemic, and hotels, all the places we looked at, they weren't sure if they could do events. Did they have to limit us to how many people? Are there COVID guidelines? All of that was something new,
mm-hmm.
Not just for OC Paracon. I'm sure every event, concerts, even movie theaters, everything that's, you know, has public, is out in the public, sporting events, they had to go through that as we slowly open back up again. So that was a new step for everyone, myself included, that we all had to go through. After that, the first big step for us was getting the location. It wasn't the speakers, it wasn't anything, because I didn't want to get speakers, but, you know, it's we don't have anywhere to hold it. It would be kind of like I'm inviting you over to dinner, but I don't have a house to invite you to dinner too. So once we got the hotel, then I went about getting the speakers, and that actually was the easy part of that, because that one, a lot of it, like I said, the OC Paracon reflects paranormal perception, the guests and what I talk about on there. And so it was easy to invite a lot of the guests that are, because a lot of them are friends anyway, just invite them.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a lot of, once people started hearing about it, I started to get a lot of the emails from people that, you have a lot of them, the travel shows and some of the TV shows. I said no to them only because I didn't want it to turn into a commercial for all the TV shows. Everybody knows they're there. And really, I've always said it, I'm paranormal perception, everybody, they know that. To me, they're not investigators, they're actors. They're not part of the paranormal
mm-hmm.
community. And this OC Paracon, that's who it's for. It's not a platform for them to promote their TV shows. They have plenty of platforms to do that. It's for, especially in the Orange County, it's for the local people. I mean, Patty, she's on Ghost Adventures, obviously, but she's not a regular, even though it kind of feels like it. Every time I watch Ghost Adventures, there's Patty. But she's really the biggest, quote-unquote, name that is going to be there. But everybody else, they're local to L.A., to Orange County, and people love that. The attendees that are going there, they love the fact that they've never heard of these groups, and they get to meet them there, learn from them, see what they're about. That's the plan moving forward with OC Paracon, is to keep it as local as possible. I don't want it to turn into the San Diego Comic-Con for the paranormal. We have plenty of those out there, and I hear from a lot of people, while they go, they really don't enjoy that because they don't really get nothing out of it other than, look at my show, I'm great, yeah, okay, that's nice, but what, you know, how can they learn more about the paranormal? They learn about their TV show, but not about the paranormal. So that's what the focus
right.
of OC Paracon is.
For sure. I mean, it's always nice to have just that smaller setting to connect with people and, you know, hear their stories and, you know, get readings and be able to just kind of talk to people on a personal level.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with events like this, I know that a lot of people also look ahead to the future. When planning the OC Paracon, do you already know, you know, what kind of you're looking at for next year? Are you going to do something at a similar place, or, you know, are you going to kind of start taking it around? I know you want it local to California, but would you try cities like Long Beach or, you know, L.A. or anything?
Not L.A. only because then it doesn't make sense. If it's Orange County Paracon, it's got to stay in Orange County. That's that's the one thing about the name, unless I change it between now and then. But as far as growing it bigger, yes, without all the details. I'm actually already starting to plan next year's event. Now, we haven't even had this one yet till next weekend, but I'm already looking at a bigger two bigger locations for next year. Both are here in Orange County. One of the biggest in Orange County. It's right next to the happiest place on earth, and people can guess where that is. But I'm looking at that, and also to make it more interactive. Instead, we'll have speakers, but that was my plan always with OC Paracon, is to make it more interactive, more workshops, more how to do investigations. What does this mean? And even more variety than we have this year. I think looking over the list, I don't think we have the UFO community represented, so we got to do something about that for next year's. Cryptozoology isn't represented, really. A lot of things that we talk about on the show, that there's not a lot of representation for that this year, so we got to fix that. So there'll be a lot more. Plus, with a bigger space, it just gives us more room for more speakers.
Definitely. I mean, it's just amazing, you know, how these conventions grow year by year, too, and, you know, the amount of, you know, amazing people that you can find out about each year, whether it's cryptozoology or, you know, UFOs. I mean, there's so many people in the field that, you know, I think different aspects people want to learn about but may not know how to start.
Yeah.
And, you know, with this, I mean, you have had so many experiences within the field. I know with the Paracon, you don't do investigations with that, just for, you know, so the guests can relax and enjoy it and not feel overwhelmed by whatever may occur. But what are some of the investigations you've gone on, you know, throughout your time in the paranormal? And what was the most memorable experience on one of them?
A lot of them, honestly, now that I'm thinking back on, a lot of them were, I didn't even know I was on an investigation. It was in my home that I grew up in San Francisco. I call it the Haunted Mansion because it was at the end. We had a couple of mediums go through it and found out there was a portal in there, which explains why I saw and heard so many things over my life there. But, you know, every day was an adventure / investigation in that house. And really that's, I learned by trial by fire, as the saying goes, by seeing things, hearing things, experiencing things, some scary, some not so much. And then the actual investigations, wasn't until this millennium when I started doing the Geek Speak show, actually. When I started featuring for the Halloween episodes, I started having investigator friends of mine, and they invited me to go out. We did the Winchester House, Alcatraz, and then I didn't have the company yet, but because of my background and I have equipment, they would ask me, hey, can you help me shoot, you know, investigation of this? So I would go on with them to do that. And that's where I learned a lot of things. And we shot whatever they wanted. But then after, we spent a lot of time, even though, like you earlier, I wanted to get some sleep. But, hey, they invited me, so I'll stay up for the investigation. And I learned a lot, actually, from how you investigate, why you investigate, why you use the tools you don't, or why you do, or why you don't. And one thing I really like, and I like the fact that we're seeing that, especially on the television shows now, There is more of a team up between someone that's a straight investigator using the tools and a psychic. So one can validate the other. Like if the psychic feels or sees something and it's validated by the equipment, well, you know, there's two witnesses, quote unquote. You can't doubt it now. Or vice versa, the equipment says something and then the psychic gets it. Also, I love that. I love teams that do have a psychic on their team. Because I'm not one of those. I know there's, especially in the older teams, they for whatever reason they have an aversion to. I don't believe in psychics. Well, if you believe in the paranormal, that's part of it. That's part of the world. So, yeah, I definitely would have a psychic on if I had an investigative team.
Yeah, or historians.
I mean,
yeah, some don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to just have that connection to the other side that you can't normally see or sometimes even pick up with equipment. But with great locations out there in the world, where would you love to investigate the most and why?
Well, it used to be Waverly Hills, but right now it's got to be put on hold until they get over their issues that they're going with. But I've been there not to investigate. I've done a lot of events there with the radio stations, like I mentioned, but that's the Winchester Mystery House. There's a lot of people don't think it's haunted. They think it's just a tourist attraction. I used to think that. When we used to do Halloween broadcasts, we never went inside, and there wasn't investigations. It was just, having fun. Oh, it's a spooky house. It wasn't until the Geek Speak Show, and we started doing a lot of things with the Winchester Mystery House, and then now, obviously, with Paranormal Perception, and I've actually had experiences in the Winchester House that confirms to me, yes, it's haunted. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say it's Sarah Winchester. I don't think, and many mediums and investigators have confirmed that she's not there. A lot of the spirits that are there are workers that are still around because they were really close to the house. But that's one that I would, especially now with my guys, with Unearthing the Supernatural, with Hero and Sean Clinton, I would love to go back with them, and not for a television show, just for a regular investigation and see what they can find.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an iconic location, but there is, so many workers that died there that it is hard to tell, who exactly you're talking to. But I do know we're coming towards the end of the show, and I know you have a lot of prepping to do still for the event. So I appreciate you even taking the time out today to speak with me. But are there any websites, upcoming interviews, or events that you would like to mention?
Everything ocparacon.com. Tickets, speakers, and tickets, like I said, we're almost sold out. We're half the tickets are gone. The VIPs are all sold out. But we have a few single and two-day tickets. So everything, ocparacon.com.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today again, Henry. I mean, it's been amazing talking to you as always. And, I'm looking forward to the event. I can't wait to see, everything that happens there. And, everyone definitely make sure to check out the ocparacon.com.
Yeah,
and
we can't
remember,
wait.
Tell everybody Sunday, your schedule at 4 p.m., they'll see you on stage. So everybody that's going, be ready to hear Sophia on Sunday.
Yeah. I normally end up talking about food somehow, so we'll see how long that takes me. Well, thank you again, Henry. And I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Get some rest, all right? We'll see you then. All right, thanks, Henry. Well, fantastic show today, Sophia.
Definitely, Henry was such a great guest, as always. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and make sure to check out the OC Paracon. Bye, guys.
Yeah, and it's going to be great next weekend. You'll be there, as mentioned, on October 2nd with the broadcaster panel. So, everyone, ocparacon.com. That's ocparacon.com, founded by Henry San Miguel. And on Twitter and Instagram, yes, Paranormal Perception 1. Also, paranormalperception.show. But everybody for the event, ocparacon.com. Also upcoming, we have Rob Gutro. He's promoting his latest release, Ghosts of England. That'll be after October. That'll be actually November 5th. We have networks that are booking their guests starting on October 2 as well. But, yeah, everybody, we'll see you next week at the OC Paracon. Until then.
Hi, this is Debbie at Xeon Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history,
It all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.